AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. The Israeli military wants some Lebanese border communities to evacuate as the overnight ground operation continues.
The Israeli military is ordering the evacuation of nearly two dozen Lebanese border communities. The orders came hours after Israel sent ground forces into southern Lebanon in what it describes as a limited incursion against the Hezbollah militant group. The targets, it says, pose an immediate threat to Israeli communities in northern Israel. The evacuation order, posted by the Israeli military's Arabic spokesman on the social media platform X, specified about two dozen communities in southern Lebanon and ordered people to evacuate north of the Awali River, some 36 miles from the border. This is farther than the Litani River, which marks the northern edge of a UN-declared zone that was intended to serve as a buffer between Israel and Hezbollah after the 2006 war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hezbollah has denied that Israeli troops have entered Lebanon, but says its fighters are ready for a direct confrontation if they cross the border. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Ohio Senator J.D. Vance are facing off in their first and only debate tonight. In Valdosta, Georgia, last night, former President Donald Trump told reporters he's confident in Vance.
I think J.D. is going to do great. He's a very smart guy. He's done a great job. People like him a lot. And he's against Tampon Tim, I think, who I don't think should have ever been chosen. He's not qualified. But J.D. is a very smart guy, as everybody knows. I think he's going to do great.
President Joe Biden is planning to survey the devastation from Hurricane Helene in the mountains of western North Carolina later this week. Asheville resident Carrie Owenby spoke to the AP about how Helene impacted her.
We lost power Thursday night, between Thursday night and Friday morning. We haven't had power, water, very low on food.
This is AP News. Dock workers in the United States are on strike.
No way! Without a fair contract.
Some 45,000 dock workers in the U.S. are walking the picket line. They're striking over wages and automation, which threatens their jobs. Boyce Butler is the president of the International Longshoremen's Association Union Local in Philadelphia. He says they'll strike for as long as they need to.
We may be 60,000 members from Maine to Texas, but what we control in the economy is billions and billions and billions of dollars every day.
The U.S. Maritime Alliance, which represents the ports, says its latest offer to dock workers is a 50% pay increase over 6 years, and it's promising to keep limits on automation. The union says that offer still falls short of what dock workers are demanding in wages and job protections from automation. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.